Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is going on, everybody? We are back with another episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast, the podcast where we watch movies that are either awesomely awesome or awesomely bad. And today's film, well, I'll let Brian introduce today's film and tell you about it, but I loved it.
Today's film was an insane action adventure through another historical period in India's timeline. I feel like this is our new niche here.
It's a great niche, and we appreciate all the fans tuning in to check us out, you know, talking about these wild films. And this film is called KGF. It's a film that focuses on the main protagonist, who's kind of an anti-hero antagonist. What are they called?
He's a bad guy.
the hero is a bad guy. His name is Rocky. He's a high-ranking assassin in Mumbai who was born in poverty and we'll get into that on the podcast, but he basically interpreted his
dances
mother's dying
his way.
Wish.
Oh, never mind. That's a different thing.
he interpreted his mother's dying wish as like him needing to go be a murderous gangster. And I absolutely loved it. It is written by Prashanth Neel, and music is by Ravi Basrur, who was great. And it came out through Ambale Films.
The music was great.
Production company. The music was great. Yash. I love the star Yash. Who needs two names when you got Madonna? I mean, on the Mount Rushmore of one word names.
He's the Indian Cher, dude. It's fucking
dude,
awesome.
He's like, it's like Prince, Cher, Madonna. Who else?
Corpse
Who
Grinder.
Else has... Corpse Grinder. Thank you to Indie Merch Store for bringing us today's episode. If you are tuning in and you also like metal or death metal or any heavy music, you can go to IndieMerchStore.com after the show. You can use the code JOSTA10. That helps out the podcast. And if you're watching this or listening to this on Thursday or Friday, Indie Merch Store is giving out tickets, two pairs of tickets to both of my live podcasts and the live JOSTA Jam in Florida. Go to, if you're in Orlando, follow Indie Merch Store on Instagram. And again, check out the link for Carnifex, Thy Artist Murder, Behemoth, just so many bands that they have new and restocked merch, as well as the old classics. IndieMerchStore.com, promo code JOSTA10. Also, if you are into taking good care of your, if you're like Yash and you have great hair and a great beard, you are probably going to want to use the Mad Russian Apothecaries products.
I mean, was pretty.
Dude, Yash is, he's quite handsome. I mean, if we could get, yeah, that would be a game changer for Mad Russian Apothecary to link up with Yash and be like the flagship, the figurehead of the company. Go to
let's make it happen.
We really need to connect them. TheMadRussianApothecary.com and use the promo code JOSTA21. You will see right there on the front of the site that they are your source for handmade artisan skin, beard, and hair care products. Their mission is no bullshit, just good shit. Shop now over at madrussianapothecary.com. Use promo code JOSTA21. And remember, there's free shipping on domestic USA orders over $30 and free international shipping on orders over $150. All right. Also got to tell you, since we are about to hit this Ethereum merge, Brian, did you stake your Ethereum?
I have not. I'm like a Luddite here right now about crypto.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. And I was just texting with Randy from Lamb of God, and he staked some of his ETH, but he's just like, I'm like, yo, am I about to lose my ass? And but see, this is where our next sponsor comes in. I'm talking about the YouTuber Crypto with James, and he is sponsoring today's episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast with his site, copymycrypto.com/JOSTA. That is the link to go to. James McMahon will tell you, you don't have to be an investor, you don't have to be a pro trader. He will tell you the right crypto coins to pick, and you just follow him. It's like set it and forget it, especially now in this crypto winter when everybody's down on all their positions. You want a professional like James McMahon to follow. And it's a dollar a month, Brian?
That's what it says.
And I mean, for that amount right there, think about all I lost. If I had, what did I buy? I bought Sushi Swap. What was I thinking? I should have bought Phantom when James McMahon said to buy Phantom. So you can sign up for his site and you can verify all his information on the Crypto with James YouTube page, which he's got like 20,000 subscribers on. You can see a lot of the early picks and you can verify this information, but just go to copymycrypto.com/Jousta after the podcast today. If you're looking to invest in crypto in a safe manner where you follow someone and you don't have to just guess or risk too much. It's only a dollar a month to follow James's picks. copymycrypto.com/Jousta. Of course, last but certainly not least, got to thank and give a big shout out to rockauto.com, the one-stop shop for all your auto parts needs. And I bet you they do ship to all sorts of areas within India, right? Because they take, when we looked on their site, they ship all over the world.
They take everything, yeah.
They take every currency. I wonder if they're going to take Ethereum after this merge. Go to rockauto.com and no promo code needed, but big thank you to Rock Auto. And again, check me out. Live podcast. If you're listening to this on Thursday, go to Metalworks Live tonight. Howard Jones, Dino Cazares, Kirk Weinstein, and myself in Orlando. And then for the jam, unfortunately, Howard's got to head out to some Killswitch shows. But we will have Frank from Hatebreed. We will have Dino. We will have Kirk. And it's the pre-party for the Central Florida Metal Fest. Central Florida, CFLMetalFest.com for your tickets. We'll see you Friday, September 16th. Got a great set planned. And we appreciate you checking out today's episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast. Now on to the show.
How awesome, how awesome, how awesome is this podcast?
We got Brian on the ones and twos, Charlie Belmore in the house, Howard Jones in the house. The title of the film is KGF Chapter 1, a 2018 Indian Kannada language period action film written and directed by Prashanth Neel and produced by Vijay Kirigandar under the banner of Ambale Films. It is the first of two installments. And let me tell you, I can't wait for part two. Howard, don't shake your head.
Stop it.
Are you guys anti-fun? Because let me tell you,
when at some point in the movie, I was like, this feels like it's done. And I clicked and there's like 9 minutes left. And I'm like, this motherfucker just gave us Fellowship of the Rings, this piece of shit.
Dude, can I just tell you, I love a good villainous protagonist. Doesn't, right? Like, that's why we liked fucking Tyrion from Game of Thrones. Like, let's before we get to this movie, let's go through our favorite villainous or, you know, anti-hero-esque protagonists.
Dude, this guy is Wolverine without the claws. That's how cool he is. I've never seen a cooler man in all my life.
Yeah, I will say, if it's one thing to be a movie star, but if you're going to be a movie star, like in Hindi movies, you know that you're going to be the most cool. You're going to be the coolest looking motherfucker. You could be like homeless and you'll look cool as shit in that movie. Everybody looks cool.
He wakes up and his hair is blowing gently.
Oh yeah. I don't even think it's an effect.
No,
man, dude, it's beautiful. Let's be honest. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yes, I gotta say, both of you hit the nail on the head, because this guy, he's like one part Jason Momoa, one part like definitely Hugh Jackman. I got a little bit of Hugh Jackman. That was perfect, yep. Howard.
Yep.
And the story, it follows Rocky, a young man who seeks power and wealth in order to fulfill a promise to his dying mother. His quest takes him to Mumbai, where he gets involved with the notorious Gold Mafia, hence the title KGF, which stands for Kolar Gold Fields. I was like, wait, is this a real place? Like, is the cage? I was immersed in this universe. Like, is the KGF? I want to write songs about it. No, like Slayer style, like now you're standing in the cagey, now you're standing in the Kohler Gold Fields. Dun, 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 dun. But KGF! Oh my god, this movie, it's how would you say it? It's like
I would probably say consuming alcohol is bad. That's what I would probably say.
Yeah, this movie was
That was the weirdest part. I've seen probably 10 Hindi Indian kind of movies, and I've never seen that little it just right under just floating. Every time somebody was drinking or smoking, it just said smoking is bad or drinking is bad. And you're like, wow, you guys are fucking like, why are you guys doing it then? If that's the rule, like
that's why in capital letters I had to text you, stop smoking, dude.
There was a lot of like cancerous lesion ads before it and stuff. Like,
expecting to see leprosy at the beginning of this movie.
But what you guys don't understand is smoking is cool. So,
well, I know. That's the thing.
Everyone in this movie smokes.
Let's be honest. Rocky looked cool as a motherfucker smoking that cigarette and humping the air in that music video that happened in the middle.
Oh, the dance routine?
I don't smoke. I never have, but I was like, oh, I'm kind of thinking about it right now.
It was very tempting. I was like, is he the Mumbai Marlboro man? Because I'm like, do I need to go get a Lucy from the bodega down the block?
Am I considering nicotine?
The whole movie played out like a Marlboro Man like skit. He was just the coolest guy, kills everybody.
You don't know how he gets anywhere. He just transports, and then it's like the entire movie just moves, and then he's just there standing.
I can't believe they shot this much movie and we didn't get like any parts of it to understand anything that was happening. It was just
how did you not understand the edit? I loved it. It was edited so frantically. I was like, is James Hetfield going to come out right now and go tick tock, tick tock? And it was so.
That's what I was going to say. It was like the editor of this was the actual app TikTok. There was so much editing going on.
It was like 2 hours of trailers just cut together.
I loved that. Wait, so Brian,
I texted the guys just saying it was like a 2.5 hour end of a movie.
Yeah. Wait, so did you?
Yeah, it was
understand?
The beginning of a franchise.
I mean, I understood the movie. It's just fucking why?
Why not? You've been programmed to watch bullshit Hollywood movies and bullshit art house movies. Hold on,
the same
thing.
This
movie shits on A24. Get out of here, A24, with your fucking Midsommar. Give me Rocky and KGF all day over that bullshit.
I get it.
Lamb, give me KGF Part 9.
What? I knew you were going to mention Lamb.
Part 9. I mean, really, they should just get this dude to direct the Fast and Furious movies because.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to go ahead and say that these movies, whether they're because I know they release them in like the South and they right. I know we got in trouble last time because someone had said it was Bollywood. But actually, these movies destroy the Bollywood movies. Right. These are more from the South. I think these movies are Kannada language, but then they also release them in Hindi. They release them in Telugu, and what's the other one? Right, there's another area, and they do well in all those languages, and they do well all over India and all over the world. I mean, on YouTube alone, I think this movie has like fucking 600 million views. No,
really,
Jesus Christ,
wow,
yeah. So like the folks behind these films, they could show some of these Hollywood execs a thing or two about how to make a movie. Also, because think about the story aspect of it. It's unique because the mother kind of motivates her son to choose what would quote unquote be the wrong path. Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Howard.
Oh, and I was going to say, she definitely turned him to a life of evil. It was like, oh, man, we're actually seeing the origin story. And yeah. He was corrupted by mom.
It's like if Dr. Doom was just a gorgeous man. And that was the, and you were like, oh, wait, no, I kind of like him. I mean, he seems cool as fuck. Like, I don't want to root against him. Yeah.
But yeah, and then you see the softer side of him, you know, when he's shackled amongst everybody, and then it's just, you see all that compassion from him. It's like, oh, that's really cool from the same guy I just saw kill 100 people.
What did I text you like in the first like 9 minutes? I'm like, at least 60 people are dead.
Yeah. Right. Also, I will say there's some of these stunts look so much more dangerous than Hollywood shit. Dude. That I'm convinced people are just dead, because if they weren't, all these directors would have been flown to Hollywood to make all these Marvel movies. But they're like, how many people get hurt on your movies? And they're just like, all of them. They're all, we have to replace lead actors all the time because they're just decapitated by like a truck or whatever.
Yeah, there's no way.
Because there's no reason. The action is legitimately good and insane.
At the beginning, it said no animals were harmed. Did not say anything about men and women.
No, people died for sure making this movie.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And I mean, God bless them. You know,
allegedly, we have to say allegedly.
I'm just saying it looks so dangerous. There's got to be some reason that nobody can, like, you know, Hollywood guys can go grab these guys. Like,
I think Hollywood is literally just like the NFL and all these other like big corporate fucking entities, where they act like giving a player or an actor like 10, 20, 30 million is a lot of money when they're really making billions upon billions. It's probably like, I watched something last night. I think it was on Netflix with Sigourney Weaver, where for Aliens, she got paid $1 million. That's it.
Wow.
Like, she carried the entire movie. Like, she should have got paid $20 million. Everybody else, it's like, who the fuck are you?
Oh, yeah.
And
you just call her Sigourney the franchise.
And you got to watch it. I think it's the movies that made us. It's in one of those episodes.
Yes,
you have to watch it, because not only do I love Sigourney Weaver, and if you ever want to fall in love with one of the most amazing women ever, just go watch Galaxy Quest. How fucking hot.
That's a perfect movie.
It's a great movie.
Never give Sigourney, up, never surrender.
Dude, Sigourney Weaver is looking like a snack, like the whole meal in that movie. Where's my girlfriend? I need a hall pass even now if I see Sigourney Weaver. If I could spit game right now at Sigourney, 2022 Sigourney could get it.
Yeah,
right. I feel like you'd change your mind if you saw her.
Dude, she's beautiful inside and out. All right, don't give me this. Listen, KGF, back to KGF, because I love who doesn't like a rags to riches story, but also a rags to riches story where you're waiting the whole time for the main character to just go, you know what? My mom wanted me to be a gangster.
Also, by myself.
Yes. the Kannada audience, right, where like the big fanfare that surrounded this film, do you think it's because maybe this next generation of filmgoers enjoy like a good anti-hero, but also like the sex appeal, right? Like, has the, like, I could see a lot of teenage girls going to this movie, kind of similar to how it was with the Fast and Furious movies and some of the Rock's early movies, or even like some of the Mark Wahlberg action adventure kind of movies, right? Like, you got to bring the girls in, otherwise you're only going to have half the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also helps that they live in a sexually repressive culture. So
is it really?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, it's like a traditional value kind of place where it's like people get married before they fucking kiss.
Okay.
People get married. Like, there's like a,
so this guy's getting some ladies hot under the collar. Like, he's slapping dudes up, stabbing people with pipes, and babes are like, man, I did.
I mean, there was literally in this movie, there was a meet cute that was also a dance in which he decapitated a man.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
It was Like, that was the weirdest scene I've ever seen in a movie. It was amazing, but it was the weirdest fucking thing ever. And
he lost a fight as a kid and said, enough of that.
And then he also said in the line, if you think you're bad, I'm your dad.
Best line in the movie, by the way.
I like that move. I like that line. I don't know what it means.
I mean, how hard is young Rocky out of the gate where he just is like, yo, he doesn't know my name. I got to go back and blast him with another bottle. Like, yep. Dude, anybody who knew really bad kids growing up really resonated with that scene.
Yeah, but they just didn't become the anti-hero.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the move I love when he broke the guy's arm and then smoothed his hair with his
yes.
hand.
In the meat cute. When he broke that man's arm during the meet cute. It's hilarious.
What, okay, before we get into the meat of the film, who are your favorite anti-heroes? And don't give me like Freddy Krueger. Like Freddy Krueger is like a fucking pedophile. No, like, why do people
he's a villain.
What about the Punisher?
Yeah. I mean, I was a comic book guy, so Punisher, Wolverine, Lobo, you know, those guys. I was
Deadpool, and then because of the 80s, I mean, the majority of 80s movies are just anti-heroes. I mean, even though like Cobra is a policeman, he's basically a serial killer. As like the same thing with Commando. Like, I love John Matrix, but that man is unhinged and he just blatantly murders people for an entire movie.
And also, like, how did RoboCop. He get that name?
Yeah.
Like RoboCop, Terminator, Bruce Willis and Die Hard. Like, they're all anti-heroes.
That was on the tip of my tongue, was Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all just pieces of shit that kill the bad guys, you know?
Like,
and you're like, well, I guess there are pieces of shit. So I'm okay with it.
So they're lovable.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting that it crosses such like far cultural boundaries to the extent where now they're getting their moment in the worldwide like cinema sun for stuff that we were kind of, we were really into it in the 80s and early 90s, right? Like we were super into it. Yeah. Did we go back and we watch those movies on this podcast? And sometimes we're like, it wasn't as good as I remember, but like RoboCop, for instance, which I watched recently, I was like, oh my God, this is batshit crazy violent, gory.
Yeah, it's fucking violent.
Wild.
The scene where
wasn't that the movie that started making everybody making less violent movies because it was so violent?
It was supposed to get like a X rating because that one scene where they kill Peter, I can't remember the actor.
Murphy.
Peter Murphy. Oh, yeah, where they kill Murphy and like they use the fucking mannequin and they just it's like so cheesy and brutal.
And they're like laughing. They're just like sick fucks like that. That movie was cast so good for like
all
but it was a real takedown of the corporate just sleaze bags that you know run Hollywood, which is funny that now these all these different international movies are making more at the box office, right? And Hollywood's got to play the game with China. Like, I don't know, does this movie come out in China? Do they have to edit it for China?
No, there's too many brown and black people in this movie for it to be in China.
Yeah, he's right, unfortunately.
So this probably didn't get a Chinese, like domestic Chinese release.
You know what, though?
No, because they have all those rules that you have to have certain Chinese culture in the movie. That's why every movie for like every big American action movie in like the third act, they just flew to China for no reason for like 10 years.
And also China and India are sitting on the borders of each other, throwing rocks at each other right now. So I doubt that they're going to start intermingling their entertainment.
But at the same time, that says a goddamn lot. 600 million views. So, I mean, who gives a shit, really?
There's a lot of people in India.
I will say
right. Like, why fucking edit it for one market when you can show that it obviously can do
Who cares?
I mean, literally, is that 600 million more people that watched this movie than watched Lamb?
Wow.
Well, I mean, I think six people watched Lamb, and I think even four of them. An allergic reaction.
How many views does Lamb have on YouTube?
Or 600 million more people than watched Pig?
Wow.
Yeah, but it was a work of art, so that's...
Oh, God. Hey, everybody. It's Jamie and Brian letting you know today's episode is brought to you by the Mad Russian Apothecary. Look at Yash, our star of the movie, his hair, his beard. If you ever even want to come close to that, which you never will, I don't care how many, I don't care what you do.
That is Yash, genetic.
Yash looks like he's on all sorts of hair enhancement.
He's the John Jones of hairstyles.
He really is. But you can come close and you can check out my ginger beard right here. I put the Sochi Snow Beard Oil in from the Mad Russian Apothecary, and I use their foot balm butter, you know, especially now where the weather's starting to get dry, starting to get cold. Go to madrussianapothecary.com after the podcast today, and you will see all those cool products that they bring you. Those skin, beard, and hair care products, homemade, artisan style, no bullshit, just good shit. Go to madrussianapothecary.com, use promo code JASTA21, and thank you to Crypto with James, the YouTube channel, which is now running a subscription site, copymycrypto.com/JASTA. That is copymycrypto.com/JASTA. If you would have followed James McMahon and went to his YouTube channel, Crypto with James, and just subscribe, he's got over 20,000 subscribers, you would have saw some of his picks have had crazy returns. And we're in this crypto winter right now. So $1 a month at copymycrypto.com/JASTA. Who knows? I mean, he might be able to help get you out of a hole, don't you think?
I'm in some holes. I should probably try to get some help with him.
I'm in a sushi swap hole. I'm in a spell hole. And then you know what else? I don't get the alerts. So then I get the alert. Something goes up 10%. I should have sold. See, you're not going to have that problem with Crypto with James. You're going to go to his YouTube. You're going to verify everything. And then you're going to go to copymycrypto.com/JASTA. All you'll pay is $1 a month. And yeah, let's get out of this crypto winter together with the help of James McMahon. Copymycrypto.com/JASTA. Now back to the show. I did like that this movie was set between 1951 and 1981. Could you tell it was a period piece? Could you tell it was?
Yeah. Who is early on my, like the screen caps, like weren't working. It's like, so it was like really odd for a second. Who was that old man that they're interviewing? Is that Rocky?
They never tell you because the movie's not put together well.
Brian.
What?
Are you sure?
No, you just can't say. We can't say it's not put together well because we are used to we're still watching in America like a three act play, basically.
Yeah, I'm not sure if his name was even spoken.
Yeah, they don't go like for. I was watching this and I watch other like Hindi movies and I'm like, I don't know how this works. And it's not a critique. Like, it's not like an angry thing or like I'm poo-pooing the movie or something. I'm just like, I don't know how they build movies. Like, I can't catch the rhythm. Cause like, it's like, so
it, I every, love it. I
every love it. Part of the fun thing. For me though, I'm really enjoying that. Just kind of immersing into a different cultural thing with this. Yeah. And it's cool. Yeah.
Because we're used to watching movies that are made so that you can like look away and look at your phone and fucking dick around and shit, because they're like, nobody's got a fucking attention span. You got to really pay attention to this shit to know, like, and then I really thought about it. Like, I paused it for a second. I thought, yeah, what would you do? Like, if your mother's dying words to you were, I want you to be, you know, whatever, the most rich and powerful man on earth. And you were like, all right, I'll do anything to do that, to honor her wishes. it's kind of funny how it goes into, all right, well, then I guess I have to murder 90 people out of the gate. And then all these vivid glimpses of like that gangster life and everything that goes with it, and the fucking hanger-ons and the lackeys and the fucking henchmen. And I mean, this shit was like, it was overload.
Yep. I dug it.
It was a lot.
It was a lot, especially because the editing is so that's so different. But after a while, I just kind of sank into it.
The sets look awesome. Kudos to the art director, Shiva Kumar. I mean, you have basically all they're just painting this picture of this one man killing machine out there, driven by power and greed and ambitions. And the fight sequences, I don't know if people died, but yeah, there's stunts where you go,
you're taking risks.
I hope that was a padded area of concrete.
It wasn't.
Yeah, some of those falls, it was like, oh, that's a legit fall. And yeah, there's not a lot of grass that they're falling into. So yeah, these guys are feeling it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those dudes are dead. You know, the main characters, the actor, his name is just Yash, like Cher.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I love a good one word.
And who's gonna tell him it's stupid? You just look at him and you're like,
he's gonna slow motion kill you if you do.
Yeah. Everything. I'm pretty sure the translation for KGF is slow motion the movie. I mean, but like everything's in slow motion. It's crazy.
But honestly, the fight scenes are so good.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, because did you look at the way they were handling the weapons and stuff too, and the choreography? Like, were you paying attention to that? Because I thought there's definitely going to be some like martial arts people and stunt coordinators from this side of the what were you saying?
This hemisphere,
because you know, we watched,
India's not in the same one.
Well, we watched Kong versus Godzilla, and I thought, okay, there's a good case we're in a hollow realm and not a sphere.
Stop it.
please stop.
Yeah.
Look at all three disgust. I was like, I'm going to hit all three with disgust.
You can't. Stop.
No.
I mean, what more can be said about Yash? I mean, he's got the look. He's got the style. He's got the expressions. He's got the dialogue delivery.
He knows how to stand in front of scenery and not move while the camera slowly goes by.
That's all it takes to be big in Indian movies, it seems.
I will say, I wrote down, this movie felt like it was John Woo and Michael Bay making a movie together, where they would just be like, okay, you do one scene and I'll do the next one. And we won't show each other what we're doing. And like, the whole thing just feels like these insanely important vignettes. Like everything every person does is treated like it is the most important time a person's ever looked to the left in the history of the world.
Oh yeah, there is weight to all actions in this movie.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's a good observation.
But it's also at the heart of it, it's a gangster movie, right? Like he becomes the mafia don. So you have like
people were calling him the Don 15 minutes in. He's like,
yes,
I'm already the big boss, and then I'm gonna make my boss terrified and then kill his boss. Somehow that's how it went.
I like the angle too, that the book had been banned by the government. And when you guys were talking about how like the first whatever however many minutes seemed like trailers, I was like, if this is a trailer for another movie, I want to see this movie. Then I was like, wait, this is this movie?
Yeah, I didn't know what was happening.
I was a little confused at the beginning.
So the guy who wrote the book is he's just playing a journalist, and somebody named Anand Ingalagi.
Yes.
Wait, this is an actual book?
Yes. No.
It's a but
book no, I was within, like,
it's
wait,
a
hold on.
Book in the movie.
You're blowing my mind.
It's right Inception. But
how great is it that within those first like frantic edits,
El Dorado is an actual book.
Oh, it
about
is
about this. Yes, this is a like Triple R was like an exaggeration, like a what if these dudes did this. This movie is the same.
Holy kind shit. Of
this is India loves doing historical fiction where it's Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yes. Bastards. Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Right. And I love that, you know, the government can't have this book out there that details the events that went down at KGF, because otherwise someone is going to go undercover as a slave to assassinate the owner of this notorious gold mine. It's fuck. What more do you want from a story?
Undercover as a slave. What an amazing phrase that is.
But he was double undercover, right? Because he was like just like in Triple R, where the other where the super cop was in double undercover.
It's in some of the some of the movies I've seen, that are Hindi. That's a big thing, like the double undercover kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. And he has to kill Garuda, and the only way to do that is to get into KGF. Right. Like Garuda just doesn't leave. He like there's no other way.
Anybody else think the apparently River of Blood was a lot?
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very, it was kind of like a bloody baptism going on. It was weird.
It was the head chopping pool.
Yeah, that was something. I was like, didn't see that coming.
Oh, the most fucking intense scene, though, was when they made the super spy gun, like when they were initially going to kill the guy and they were rolling through the crowd and like 18 people had just one little piece of the gun.
Yeah.
Oh, that,
yeah.
Fucking that awesome.
Dude, there's some great ideas that they threw in here. I was just like, I like that.
It felt like a pitch meeting for 1,000 different movies.
Yes.
It was like, all right, well, what if we do this? All right. Well, what if we do this?
How do we get involved? I need because there was moments where I was like, wait, is that like a little bit of rock music or metal? Like, is there a little bit of heavy shit
there
in the score?
There was a little bit of riff in there.
There was like genty shit. I continuously expected the doom music to hit.
Right. Well, for KGF 2, which now we have to watch. Come on.
No, I'm in.
I'm fine with it. But what I think we should do is that Howard and Brian and I should do another podcast where we watch the movies that you tell the audience we're going to watch for next week. And we'll watch
could do that.
The ones we are actually supposed to watch.
We are so off course.
So was Garuda to the beheading of the slaves was for what? So that the mine would produce more gold? Like, what was that exactly?
Oh, at the end? I don't know. I didn't understand.
Like, is that a sacrifice?
It was a festival. They kept calling it a festival. And I will say, I feel like the translation was just really shitty, so I don't think we got the right word.
Okay.
Yeah,
they kept saying it was a festival.
Makali's ritual.
It was a ritual. Sort of sacrifice. I could be wrong, but that's what it felt. They even made mention to like the sacrifice in the movie.
The Raiders of the Lost Ark scene there, that where it like became Raiders.
Yeah.
That is essentially the thing that the book was talking about, is like people getting murdered, people being forcibly made to be gold mining slaves. You know, like that's what the book brought out. But then all the rest of this is the movie.
Right. Like this is their version of the where they sacrifice the people to Moloch or whatever. What is it called? Where it's like they're in their
Yeah, it was like a weird culty thing, but also they were killing people, so nobody left the gold mine.
Yep.
Like, yeah, both of right. those things, you know?
Right. You're right, because as soon as the ritual is complete, like, he gets to kill, like, his father's whatever, enemies or allies. I don't know what that I didn't. There was something lost in translation there, because Garuda, when he arrives, he sacrifices two slaves, and then, you know, Rocky is was supposed to be the third one, and he, you know, comes out and kills him, right?
Yeah,
they really did cast the guy who looks like the final boss for sure.
Like, yeah, that guy looked good. I was like, oh, I was hoping for like a massive fight, but I was just like, it's pretty clever to have him just immediately be killed.
It was like Kill Bill. It's like the end of Kill Bill, where you're expecting like some epic fucking fight with a furnace and all this other shit.
Yeah.
You know,
but then after everything, you're like, well, I guess it only makes sense.
Furnace and meat hooks.
What's the American version or whatever, or what's like the globalist version? It's like Bilderberg. They're going to the Bilderberg group. Or what's the other one though? What was the American version? Like,
well,
where
I'm
they
gonna
go?
I'm gonna have to bleep this word out, but gang where like they're you know, that's the conspiracy, right? Where
what's the place where they go up in the woods? It's like Northern California.
The Bilderberg thing. Yeah.
No. It's that's somewhere in Europe, but there's something else. There's like there's a thing where all the politicians go and they light like an effigy to fucking some deity. What was the thing?
Yeah, it's Bohemian Grove.
Yes.
With the effigy to Moloch. It's like Dan Rather or something, given the fucking, he's like the master of ceremonies. And they're like, wait, what the fuck? It's a very weird video.
I don't think Dan Rathers gets those invites anymore, bro. After they booted his ass for talking about GWB, they booted his ass. They were like, oh, it's a big club and you ain't in it no more, Buster.
Or it was like Walter Cronkite. It was like some news guy.
Yes.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there for this.
Good Lord.
Well, it made me think of that, right? Well, because, you know, because they're guarding a gold mine and there's secrets within this gold mine. There's some secret bad shit going on. And when word gets back to the politician about Garuda's murder, that sets up
pooping.
Yeah, I didn't understand all that, because there was a point where where they find out when they find out he's killed, like the leader's killed and Rocky's alive, they're all terrified. But like 30 minutes earlier, when that other guy like pretends to be Rocky and sacrifices himself, everybody back in that palace seems like bummed out.
Well, no, like, Adhira, because Adhira, he is actually alive at the end, right?
Who?
Adhira? What was the name of the character? I had to look it up.
I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
You're going to have to describe them, I'm sure.
I mean, listen, I just want to tell everybody, go watch the movie. If you like,
great movie.
If you like complete chaos, mayhem, murder. There wasn't a lot of gore,
the edits were too fast. But
if you like a movie that has no plot yet is somehow constant exposition, this is for you. It's
crazy, dude. It was 100% exposition and fighting.
It's just exposition and fighting, and I was like, I still kind of don't know what's going on.
Right, I'm not alone here.
Well, what I've taken from the movies that I've seen of this style is that it's a movie that could be made in 90 minutes, but they're just like, nah, we're going to make it huge. There's going to be like 45 minutes of exposition to start the movie, and then shit's going to happen. And you're like, yeah, that's basically what happened. Like, there was a bunch of brutal murder and dancing in the middle of that exposition, but it was still exposition.
That part, they still lose me every time.
When they go into the music?
Every time when it's just amazing. A dance number. And the dude who just killed 19 people starts hip thrusting into nothing with like a cigarette and a rose. He's super good backlit. Like, wait, he just murdered a whole village.
Yeah. And that woman, well, I also didn't like that entire thing when she like she was just like, if you could touch me in front of everybody, you'll be mine. And you're like, wait, what the fuck is happening right now? Like,
nobody could have come up with the scenario that he came up with.
Here we go. I found an article on Business Today. The success of KGF is part of a sustained trend of pan-India films working with high production values and content. And that's the thing, right? They don't skimp on the budget for this movie. And like you said, it probably could have been done for less and made shorter and more concise by our terms. But like, if this is your big night out to the cinema and it's saying here that this was a huge success at multiple chain cinemas with like this one guy, there's an owner of a cinema here who owns 160 different screens. Like, that's a lot, right? Like, Lamb definitely didn't play on 160 screens, right?
I don't think I played in 160 friggin' tablets.
Oh, wow. But this guy, I'm just skimming over the article. It says there has been a significant interest in the South Indian films dubbed in Hindi, especially on satellite television channels. And then a senior official at a large television network has said that the fact that these films have a lot of VFX and action makes a good package for the masses looking for a fun cinema experience. Also,
I mean, it's a full night. Like, it's a night at the, it's not like a fucking night at the opera, for Christ's sakes. Like, it's a long day and it's a full show. Like, it's not like you're just going to see like the Terminator or something. Like, there's a lot of shit going on. So I get why they do. It makes sense.
Yeah. This analyst says this one chain had an occupancy rate of 92% across India for the opening weekend. Jesus. And that when it comes to pan India films, this one was released in four languages, Hindi, Kannada, Tamil, and Telugu, depending on where it was released, which helped build the reputation of the film and get this larger than life momentum behind it. And that is where Bollywood has not matched up. They need to work towards a pan India film instead of having a narrow approach for a limited audience.
What do we call?
Movies called like pan Indian films or pan that, Indian movies?
This is an article on Business Today.
Okay, I'm just curious, guy. You know, I was saying Hindi before, and if that's wrong, somebody's listening and it's like, God damn it, Charlie, I'm sorry.
Well, you might have watched the Kannada one that was, yeah.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Well, you know how you can choose,
but that's, you know, the how you can.
You know how you can choose the language, but then you can choose the English subtitles.
Yeah,
and some people can't choose the language; they can just choose the dub and then have the subtitles, right? Like, it's just one dub, and then you can choose the subtitle language.
It looks like they dubbed it over in a few different languages. So
yeah,
dubbed in Telugu, Tamali, Malayalam, and Hindi. I'm gonna say those quietly so I don't fuck them up.
also, I did see a lot, like when I was reading the reviews and stuff, I did see a lot of people talking about how the story is told in a non-linear format, and that kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, now
oh,
I get
really?
It. Yeah. So when you say I don't look at, like, I look at it as like, look, they go right to the fucking action. The shit picks up serious steam out of the gate and really doesn't
I've started to kind of take like these kind of movies as just like, it's just like a non-linear like thing. And then by the end, you're going to be like, oh, okay, I got it. Like, everything's going to be in place. Like,
yeah, I see what you mean.
Well,
except for this one that ended on a cliffhanger.
5 stars. What are you going to give it, Brian?
Let's give it an A for effort. This movie was ridiculous and a lot of fun to watch in 4 minute pieces.
Charlie, wait,
what are we going? We're going with a star rating now.
Yeah, let's
just pick whatever you want.
Let's go 5 stars. Or do you want to go 8? Do you want to go out of 10? 1 through 10.
I would probably 1 through 10 because I think we've done others. We normally do 1 through 10. I would give it an 8. I give it an 8 point, maybe an 8.5.
Wow, is this one of the highest scores?
Well, RRR got tens across the board.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Howard, say you?
I'm going with an 8. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. This was an action movie. Had some, you know, had a little bit of story. It was, you know, a little bit of history involved. But yeah, it's just you had to watch that guy. You can't help but watch him. That dude's a star.
Yeah, he is.
I enjoyed it.
And this is going to be like his franchise, right? Or does he have multiple franchises? Because what the other one that everybody was telling us to watch, the Bahubali, which I think there's multiple films of as well. He's not in that one, right? Like we were going to watch that originally, but then, and I think I started watching that one, but there's one called like The Beginning, and then there's one called The Conclusion. But is there one in the middle too?
Don't know.
Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com, your one-stop shop for all things auto parts. Everybody knows a guy who knows a guy. And listen, when I go into these stores, these big box stores, I'm not going to name any names, but you ask like, hey, do you have this wiper? I don't know. Do you have this in the back? No, I don't know. Do you have this spark plug? No more of that. Okay. Now your guy is rockauto.com. They got what you need at the prices you want. And they take all sorts of currencies. They ship all over the world. It's just a great resource for all your auto parts need. And you don't even have to use a coupon code. You can say, hey, Josta told me about you, so I want to help the podcast and I want to help a great company. You could put that in your little field there at checkout. But we love rockauto.com, and we appreciate them supporting our movie podcast today, the How Awesome Is This Podcast. Big thank you to rockauto.com. Also, today's episode is brought to you by IndieMerchStore.com. If you are into metal or death metal or any heavy music whatsoever, logos that are hard to read, some of my favorites are the hardest to read ever, where you got to like, where you need a magnifying glass and you need an interpreter. That's what Indie Merch Store is all about.
There's quite a few of those on the website for sure.
Yeah, there really is. And let me tell you, you can save 10% when you go to IndieMerchStore.com, use the promo code JOSTA10. Get your Carnifex reissues, get your Cannibal Corpse Final, get your Thy Art Is Murder hoodies. The hoodies and the long sleeves are looking good over there, and it's getting cold. IndieMerchStore.com, promo code JASTA10. Once again, that's IndieMerchStore.com, promo code JASTA10. Now back to the show.
I've been skimming through the trailer for the sequel to this, and I feel like you should definitely all see it.
Yeah. let's watch the trailer. Yes. Okay, so the writer starts out with like what happened to
Khun se likhi hui kahani hai.
The story is written in blood.
Siyahi se nahi badegi.
It can't continue with ink. Ah! That's hard.
That is a hard line.
If it has to continue.
Looks like a lot of
it has to only be with blood. Oh, dude, they're showing like the parliament.
Fuck.
We shall seek and destroy?
Cue Metallica.
The swing of a sword and the splash of blood in a battle is not to destroy, but to progress. Progress. The fallen corpses there are useful too. Check with the vultures. Oh my god.
He is the biggest criminal. He is the biggest businessman. This is the biggest.
Somebody watched Vikings and then was like, I have a part to add.
Wait, did they just call him Rocking Star Yash?
They did. I don't know why. I don't know that means, but I love it.
Does he have the best hair?
The coolest man of all time.
Does he have the best hair in cinema?
Violence likes me.
Oh my God.
I can't avoid.
This man has more alpha changes than Cher.
Absolutely. That's the only way you can kill and look good, man. What? Who was that guy with the tattooed face?
The Viking.
Right.
Business karenge. Offer closes soon.
Dude, he has the best hair in all of cinema.
अच्छा ठीक है अभी तू सो जा कल सुबह जाकर ले आना.
Oh, I was gonna say
what?
It turns into Top Gun at the end. Like there's literally. God, I can't wait.
A little bit of Highlander, a little bit of Top Gun,
Vikings,
wild.
It's insane.
And the gold mine as a backdrop is so great because no other mine would work. Like, we wouldn't care if it was like lithium or salt.
Salt mine.
Right? like lithium. We need it for the chips.
Give me my Mortons.
Did you add the iodine? Dude, I'm going to get... Wow, I'm so happy you guys gave it 8s because I really thought you were going to shit on it and I was going to give it a 7.5. I'm going to give it an 8.5 and I really hope that Yash breaks into American cinema and...
With hair that good and Patrick Swayze dead, I don't see how he can't become famous. Yes.
The lane is opened up.
Yeah. That's the lane. Patrick Swayze's lane.
Yeah. Yep.
Drive down that.
If he wants to break
get
into...
Get him for Roadhouse. Fuck Jake Gyllenhaal. Get fucking... what's his name? Yash?
God.
Yeah, get Yash for goddamn Roadhouse.
I feel like he'd have to come in a comedy, like, capacity to just break into American culture. Just because it's so much more out there and different than the stuff that we take in. He would have
The guy's handsome. No, nobody gives a shit. If you're in shape and handsome, people don't give a shit. That's they don't care that you're comedian if you're handsome.
Dude, you're really onto something with the Roadhouse thing. If they made a Kanata Roadhouse, wow. Oh my God. They need to remake Roadhouse with this guy.
Just think of the slow motion, guys.
Yeah, I mean, we got a little touch of Roadhouse in this movie. That would have been amazing.
but I, you know, like DC is so shot, beyond shot. Like DC is putting out straight garbage. Get this guy in the DC universe. Build it up, make it good. Like,
but make sure his hair is visible. He can't be Batman. This man's got to have his hair available,
dude.
See that?
Seriously, can somebody make a fucking call? Now, see, the problem is when I say that it's garbage, I hurt too many feelings, right? So then I won't be taken seriously. But if I say please. Something needs to be done.
Are you talking just about comics being garbage these days? Oh, they just, know.
Okay. But they what know. About... Okay.
Look, fucking... Ripperverse just did almost $4 million in sales on pre-orders because everything's trash, and he promised to not put out some, like, social justice, like, here's my politics comic book, which everything is now, so... That dude's killing it. He just put out completely independent, completely new IP. bam, killing it. That's, no remakes.
It's not like the old days when Captain America used to fight Nazis. Now it's all woke social justice stuff.
No, well, Captain America is a Nazi now.
Wait, what?
Well, now okay. We'll talk about it later.
I knew Brian. Brian, did you read this on Rumble?
I read comics.
I read comics too.
All right. Woo. So then let me ask you, if this dude showed up, first of all, Black Adam, I watched the trailer last night. Now I'm not hating on it just yet, because the trailer's short. But if
I like The Rock, but he looks the movie looks like a murderer. Like I don't understand who this movie's for. Like I am excited to see The Rock do stuff, but I'm like, he looks like a weird murderer. Like
That movie is for the same people that this movie we just watched is for. He's literally Superman, but a bad guy.
Yeah, he does look angry.
That's the character is just bad Superman.
Very much so. Yeah.
Or it's bad Shazam, technically, in a way.
Sure. But for the people who don't get that reference, he's bad Superman.
Why aren't they doing? I mean, they have so many good villains and they have so many good characters. Like, why aren't they? Like, what is the deal? Like, they just can't get directors. They can't get writers. Like, why isn't there? I don't know. I mean, Deadshot was in Suicide Squad, right?
Yep.
But Suicide Squad, was that good?
No.
Okay.
Garbage, dude.
But
hero movie since Avengers ended?
Who could carry their own? Like, could they do something with Green Lantern, or is that like done?
No, they could do stuff with everybody, but they just don't get it.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing, is the people who are in charge of these shits do not understand.
Yeah. You gotta have a comic lover in charge.
I could go on a rant, but my girlfriend's here and she'll be like, I thought we had a baby together because you sound like a fucking virgin. So I'm going to not go on a rant.
So, okay. Then let me ask you. So like Hawkman, wasn't he in Justice League?
Yeah. And he's in Justice League in this movie too, or he's in Justice Society or whatever. It's
right. And who plays
the other version of it?
Who plays Hawkman?
Some guy.
Right. You don't even know.
Nobody.
Yeah, he was just a guy from TV.
Right. Okay. And like, so then Hitman. Like, who played Hitman?
Wait, what?
Hitman. Wasn't he a great villain? Like, what? He's an anti-hero in the DC universe.
Yeah.
Like,
you mean from the video game turned into the movie?
Yeah.
His name? It's the guy that was in
Tommy Monahan. Not the actor, the character, right?
Don't remember.
I don't know.
Let me look it up. Also, I just remember thinking, like, DC has all this cool shit. Like,
is Hitman just DC's Punisher knockoff?
Possibly. I don't know if it's connected to the Hitman universe. I think it is, but I don't know if it's like under the DC label.
It is, because it's New Earth, so it's like fucking. Is that Grant Morrison?
Who was in Mystery Men? Like, what characters that was in that one?
Oh, that's a DC property, Mystery Men.
Yeah, like what happened with that? Like, did that flop? Because I remember Jonah Hex.
They all flopped.
Yeah, good. Like Jonah Hex, I remember trying to watch it and be like, "What in the fuck?" And I wanted it to succeed because Brent was in it, and Brent did like some music for it.
Mastodon did music for it as a band. Brent.
Oh no! Or was it the whole band?
Yeah.
Okay, but like, is there anybody?
Was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I thought it could have kept going, but.
Did you see Sandman on Netflix? That's a DC property, and that was
that I want
awesome.
To watch.
It was fucking awesome. No kickboxing. That's my biggest problem, is when they have these like superheroes, like with universal warping powers, they fucking kickbox.
if they were going to do Superman and they wanted that audience, they wanted a huge market in India, why not make this guy Superman? Would America be like, you can't have an Indian Superman?
They would absolutely.
They lost their minds because people were talking about Michael B. Jordan being Superman, and which is a brilliant idea. I would watch that in a second. But they were like, this is ridiculous. They were just freaking out. Like,
well, the problem with that is they still haven't gotten the character right. They got Henry Cavill, who literally looks like he was drawn as Superman.
Yeah.
And they still fucked it up. And now you want to go and fucking go do something radically different without even nailing the characterization. Like, it's a stretch. I don't give a shit who you want to play, but they've proven themselves to be not able.
Yeah.
Also, do we need the whole thing with Zod? Do we need give him a different villain. What give him Mongul or I don't give him one of these
tons.
Yeah, just God. It's
what's that Wildstar like the with Savage Dragon and like that other was Image's like Avengers team. Like somebody could pick that up and make that an awesome flick. Like super gritty. Don't have to like piss off any fans that have a preconception. Really, you know, like I would imagine I'm one of the last people who remembers that. You know.
What was the thing with Robin where Robin became somebody else? What was that?
Where's Nightwing?
Nightwing.
Yes.
They have that show on HBO Max, The Titans.
Actually, that's one of the better DC shows, that Titan show.
And also Peacemaker is a fucking work of art with the greatest opening
ever made. Fucking good. Peacemaker was
ridiculously good.
Yeah.
John Cena is hilarious in that show. It's crazy. He won me over as just a personality from that show. He's amazing.
Yeah.
But could anybody from that like launch off and do a side movie or show?
In reality, that could have been a movie. I don't think HBO Max or Hollywood assumed that John Cena was able to like literally crank a grand slam.
Yeah,
because they're like, well, we already tried him like 10 years ago and it's called The Marine and it was fucking terrible. And you can and he's John Cena is surprisingly good. And
he crushed it.
Yeah.
I think any of those wrestlers are going to be pretty like any like superstar wrestler. It's just you got to find the right vehicle. Like The Rock was floating around doing dumb shit for fucking 10 years before he became the biggest paid star in Hollywood.
Well, that's because they told him to stop doing steroids. And then he did a movie where he was supposed to be a bodybuilder and did a bunch of steroids. And all of a sudden,
which was a good movie. I really liked that one.
And he was like, I'm going to quit this wrestling shit. I'm just going to be a hulking mass of muscle.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, because the Batman thing, I never want to see the parents killed again. I never want to see beads in slow motion. You know how I feel about beads. And I'm like, you know, and I was thinking about the Robin thing and I'm like, wait, didn't Robin have a whole backstory where his parents were like in Cirque du Soleil?
His parents got shot doing a trapeze.
Yep.
Right.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Right. So if you're going to show anybody's parents getting off, set this dude up. Remember we were talking about Channing Tatum? We were like, oh, he's gonna be fucking Gambit or something. But what happened with that?
Womp
went away.
Womp. He looks acrobatic. Make him Richard Grayson.
Wow.
No, seriously,
he is a dancer, so it's not that I'm sure it's not that far off.
Yes.
But isn't Robin traditionally like 18 or 19 years old?
Yeah, he's a boy toy. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
traditionally he's 12. Which is fucking weird.
So here you go. Get the kid from Dune, right? Get his handsome ass. Get him to be Richard Grayson. And then the fucking get the fucking Christian Bale Batman to take his ass under his wing, sympathize, you know, with his plight because his parents got murdered at Cirque du Soleil, and then have fucking Christian Bale.
I just like you keep saying Cirque du Soleil, like they wouldn't be like, hey, can you please not mention our name in this fucking movie, please? We're not the reason that somebody's parents died.
But call Chris Nolan and get Christian Bale to train this dude in a movie and have this dude grow up, be his own man, drop the Robin identity, choose Nightwing, make it hard. Robin is out there universally known as a fucking bitch. Make this Nightwing shit hard. Make this kid go hard. You know what I mean?
Like, well, in the comics, Nightwing has fucking collie sticks and he knocks people's teeth out. So they literally did that.
See what I mean? Oh, yeah. Where do we have to apply to save this whole company? Where do we go? What do we got to do?
You can't. It's too deep.
Oh, right. Because I'm in a band, a heavy metal band.
No, because it's a...
They were just purchased by Discovery, and they're getting rid of everything.
Yeah.
They're just trying
to... Are you kidding me?
It's just going to be like reality TV and all cousin fucking on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. Discovery owns DC
and HBO.
Yeah.
They bought everything.
Yeah. Oh, so then this is what we're getting. We're getting Diners, Drive-Ins, and Batman together mashup, right? Like
Batman and Guy Fieri are going to go to restaurants.
Yes. No, because Suits ruin everything. And I can guarantee you in these boardroom meetings, because these fucking Suits, who are basically lizard people with no fucking creative bones in their body, they're going, how come we can't do everything as cheap as Guy? Yeah, because Guy's going to a restaurant with one fucking camera.
That's also why I keep telling you, just wait. Fast 10 is not the end. And fucking Vin Diesel is going to get on a goddamn T-Rex and they're going to combine Jurassic Park and the Fast Universe. And it's going to be one thing because that's the only two properties they own. I bet you fucking money it's going to happen.
And no disrespect ever to the mayor of Flavortown. All respect due. I'm just saying.
No, anybody that wears two sunglasses I'm suspect of.
Remember that hologram Paul Walker?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, they did it already for the last movie.
What?
They put him in the end of the last movie.
Yeah, they
put
Paul Walker.
All right. We got to wrap it up, but thank you, everybody. Single YD in the chat here says the Snyder Universe is back on as of this week. But is the Snyder Universe good? What movie did he do that was good?
No. Batman was fine. Superman, the first Superman was good.
Superman was fine.
It was the end.
Man of Steel.
Third movie of a trilogy. Like, by the end of that movie, you were like, how's this guy going to need the Justice League? Because he traveled around the world and stopped a machine like in China and then flew back and then killed Zod. He didn't need anybody else.
You know what? Even my Nana, God rest her soul, because I took her because she read the comics. So she knew the OG Superman you're talking like old
car.
And she yeah. and she was like, wait, she was like, wait, this still doing this shit with Zod? Like, there's no new ideas. I like Single ID's comment here. Put a wig on Cena and you got Conan. I mean,
put a wig on Cena and you got He-Man.
Yeah.
But Conan,
it's the same body. He's got Conan's body.
Conan is out of Marvel though, right? And Conan is where? So if
somewhere else.
If it goes to Conan has to go to a place where they do not have to be PC at all. It's got to be brutal. It's got to be specifically not PC. Because
Texas?
Yes. Yes, because Conan is gonna punch
Conan
a horse.
Conan goes to Florida.
He's gonna punch a horse. He might get put in to like a cage with a bunch of chicks, and they might not wanna do whatever he wants to do.
It's a little. Let's not bring up the difficulties of that movie in 2020.
Okay.
They're remaking Red Sonja right now, and Bisping.
What? Why?
I don't know, but my dude's getting paid, so.
Maybe it'll be good.
Dallas Bolin was saying not. It was freezing when I was talking. Is it my internet? Because I could go back to the hardwire.
I haven't caught it, so I don't. I think that might just be him connect. It's just how Zoom works, dude. Some people catch you freezing sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I got it.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Appreciate you guys sitting through this movie, and we'll be back in 10 minutes with Dino from Fear Factory. For those of you on Patreon who want to hang out again, I got to go pee like fucking Conan after he was on the fucking Wheel of Pain for fucking 19 years. Wow. And and Howard, I'll hit you up later. And Charlie, we will see you in Orlando. Learn Biohazard songs just in case Bobby Hamble wants to come out in Orlando too. What? Yep. Because you know I want to go. And when you're in Disney, you best watch your back. Or whatever. All right. I'll be back. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you. If you are still listening, we appreciate you checking out the How Awesome Is This podcast. And yes, we will watch KGF2 at some point, right?
Oh, boy.
Come on. Dude, KGF2, I didn't even look it up because I don't want any spoilers. I'm so excited.
One thing I will say about these movies since we've been watching them is maybe they should learn a little bit more brevity. Like, these are
you think
epic
they're too long.
Movies. These are like Dances with Wolves long.
But, or have we just lost the attention span? Have we lost the ability to...
No, 3 hours is too long for anything.
Seriously, I don't even want to... Yeah, I don't want to go to
even sleep
for 3 hours.
Long.
I was at Universal Studios today. I was like, after 3 hours, I was like, all right, I'm done. I went on The Mummy. Yeah, I know what you mean. But... if I had KGF2 here at the hotel room after I was smoked from being at the amusement park, then I would have like put the AC on, ordered some DoorDash, KGF2. But we'll figure it out. Give us a like, give us a subscription. The only prescription you need is a subscription, baby, here on the YouTube. And let us know what film we should watch next for How Awesome Is This podcast. Shoot us an email, jostashow@gmail.com. Also, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code JOSTA when you subscribe, and you'll get these episodes early. And if you want to check out the Patreon, we have a bunch of music shows and weekly metal roundup and story behind the song episodes coming up on Patreon. So Patreon.com/JOSTA. Of course, MartyrStore.net for your JOSTA hate breed, Crowbar, Corpse Grinder, and many other artists' merch and music. And if you're in that metal music buying mood right now, also check out IndieMerchStore.com and use the promo code JOSTA10. That's IndieMerchStore.com, promo code JOSTA10. Of course, if you're a gearhead, if you're a motorhead, support one of our great sponsors, RockAuto.com. We love them. You love them. Hopefully everybody who's watching all around the world to see what we had to say about KGF will now want to get themselves like a nice gangster mobile and shop at rockauto.com and soup it up real nice gangster style like Yash would. And I also want to thank James McMahon and copymycrypto.com. You can go to copymycrypto.com/JOSTA. I'm making all my crypto losses back because I'm following James and I'm not just guessing and I'm not looking at charts and trying to figure out what's what. James McMahon is the man. Copymycrypto.com/JOSTA. It's only $1 a month. And let's get out of this crypto winter soon. I got to make some money back on Spell, Sushi Swap, Algo.
Yeah, I got to get behind this guy too. I'm just floundering in the wind here.
What do you got? What do you got? You got, did you buy AMP?
Nope.
Did you buy Atom, ATOM?
I did buy some Atom.
Did you buy Chili's?
I bought nothing good.
Damn it. But all right, this is why you need copymycrypto.com/JOSTA. Yeah, so do I. I got some Ape. I got some AMC. I think I got some Ape crypto too. I don't even know what's what.
Some NFTs.
No, luckily I didn't do that. Yeah, I think that's it, everybody. Of course, you can support the Mad Russian Apothecary if you want to have a hair and a beard that look like Yash. Don't quote me on that. I'm just saying. He looks like he's got some nice hair. And it really couldn't. MadRussianApothecary.com, promo code JASTA21. And yeah, we will be back. We'll start to get back on a regular schedule after this Central Florida Metal Fest and 5 weeks off to prepare for the Ripper CDEP release and announce the Lionheart. We're putting out Lionheart, so that single and video that I'm featured on. So we got a lot of music in the pipeline, and look for those Hatebreed tour dates to start selling out. So go to hatebreed.com or go to martyrstore.net and get your VIPs. Low VIP alert or selling fast, and or selling fast. Anaheim, Hartford, Harrisburg, Elmira, and Cleveland. So those are going to go probably by the time you're hearing this. So check it out. All right, everybody. Love you all. Thank you all. And we'll be back very soon. Bye-bye.
Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scholard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jamie Kutcher, Ryan Underkoffler, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Ahrensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley, Dallas Bolin, Brian St, Nathan Rex Madrid, Cameron Hendricks, Scandalous Official, Joe Motson, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Andrew Chase, Guy on the Couch, Chris Winchester, Antonio Reyes, Joe Otson, Dustin Stone, Lee Walker, Ryan Levson, John Henkes, Robert Bushaw, Troy Seal, Mark Horror Armenta, Jay Liberston, Nick Fowler, Mike Horgan, Emma Horgan, Arnarok, Patrick King, Oscar Brumman, Stacy Steineke, Fernando Somoza, Patrick O'Brien, Dominique Zimmer, Ryan Sanders, Lara Snyder,